listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald, and I'm an evidential medium supporting those navigating grief and loss. On this show, you're going to experience some live readings, bringing forward real messages from loved ones in spirit. If you've been wondering whether they're still with you, you're in the right place. I offer private readings worldwide, sharing messages of comfort, healing, and connection. You can learn more at my website, www.yourmedium.ca. Stay with me, because this place is about healing, hope, and reminding you that you are never truly alone. And that brings us to the human experience, right? We're all here on this planet and we're all just trying to get through our day. And when we think about our friends in spirit, a lot of the times people say to me, well, if I ask for help, will they get mad at me? I ask for too much. No, they will not. Your friends in spirit know what the human experience is about. They can be your loved ones that have left this earth plane that you know and love. They can be people that you know from when you were in spirit as well, before you came here. And they all get that we come here to learn and to gather insights and things that only this earth plane can teach us. So they're very well aware that this can be a tough place. They know that we only see our past and our future. We don't see things holistically like our friends in spirit do. They have a view of what is going on in our world that, you know, we can't see. So they're very happy when we ask for their support and for their guidance. Now, sometimes that means that we have unanswered prayers. But know that sometimes those unanswered prayers is also one of the greatest gifts we can ever have. And we don't see it right in that moment, but as time passes and we look at where we've come, a lot of the times we'll look back at what we desperately wanted and realize, well, that just wasn't going to be as good as I thought it was. Look at where I am now. So know that asking your friends in spirit is okay. Ask as much as you want. But know that they also want you to put the legwork in too. You know, we can't ask for Mr. Right and then sit on the couch and not go anywhere to meet Mr. Right. These things doesn't happen that way. Spirit wants us to see the effort, wants us to see us trying to grow and to learn and have different experiences. So keep that in mind when you're asking your friends in spirit for help. So we have a caller now. We're going to see who we have on the line. Ah, Christy in Manchester. Christy, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Christy. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. And how are you?
Oh, good. Good. I'm here doing the show, which is always fun. Which is always lots of fun. Christy, you have a woman in spirit coming forward. You know, it feels grandmotherly.
Hmm.
You have a grandmother in spirit?
I do. I have two.
Oh, two.
Yet I was very close with one.
Okay. Because this, she's coming in forward and just, I have this gush of love coming over me with this woman.
Aww.
Now, she wants to sit and have a cup of tea with you.
I'd love that.
The grandmother that you're really close to loved tea. I'd love to sit down and have a chat with you, because it feels like there was those moments that you had together where you'd sit and you'd talk for quite a while.
Yes, we had okay. many chats.
Now, it feels like you were close to this lady around the time she passed as well.
Yes.
Because what she's saying to me is that you were there for her right to the end.
Yeah.
Now, would it make sense to you that you had a closer relationship to her than her and her child?
That I can't say. No.
Okay.
My mom was her daughter.
But what it's feeling is like she just feels like she had a really strong connection to you.
I think we shared different things than she did with my mom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because it just, what she's saying to me is this, it was just, there was a very strong bond and that she was always a very big part of your life.
Yes.
Now, I just heard three happy women.
Oh,
yeah, you and your mom and your grandmother.
Oh,
she had she had lovely energy about her, and she was very intelligent. Like she was very logical, and she was a great person to come talk to because she wasn't ruled by her heart.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Now, it feels like she had a better education than most, she's saying for her time, she had a better education. Does that make sense to you as well? She could be talking about life as well. But
yeah, I'll check that with my mom. That I'm not clear on.
Okay, because it feels like what she's saying to me is that she was able to go farther than that, with that, than a lot of women her age. Okay, now she's coming around talking about wartime. She was around for Second World War, wasn't she?
She was.
Okay, because she's talking about that being a time when, you know, she was kind of in her prime. She was beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. Now, what she's showing me this image of herself, you know, it was, as she's saying, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, because there was, you know, the enthusiasm of the youth, but the fear of what was to come. Oh. Do you know she liked to dance?
Yeah.
She's showing me at the dances when she was a kid. When she was young, all dressed up, absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And when she sang, she just said to me she was a looker. Now, it feels like she when she met her partner around an event like this, her husband.
They were young.
Yeah, because it feels like they were in around that time is when she met this person. She says her partner, my person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what she's saying to me is that, you know, her life wasn't without its sorrows as well.
Yeah.
You know, as I mean, that's a pretty generic statement. That's, we all have our sorrows. But what she's, where are you taking that one? So I have to talk to her a little bit, because what she wants to remind us is that she's saying to me that this too shall pass, because what she's saying to me, it feels like you're in the midst of something right now that's tough for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you are wondering when this will all sort itself out.
Yeah.
She's telling me there's a lot of heartache around this for you. Does that resonate with you? It feels like a severing of something, like something's ending.
Yeah. It can be, yeah.
Now, she's also saying that as you, it's like this will open up some new doors, though. Like, it feels like the grief is heavy right now, but there's, she wants you to know that the sun will shine again. It feels right now, Christy, like you're right in the thick of it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, she's not giving me much more else on, okay. Take me back to that. Now, it feels like, okay, I do have to kind of wrap this one up, but it does feel like there's something about illness around this as well.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. Now, she's saying to you to keep your chin up in this, that it's a bit of a hard road. Sorry?
It is what we do.
Yeah, she's saying that you're strong and you have this. Mariah, reminding you that she has your back and her presence is around your home and all of this. So
you'll feel
her presence.
Thank you.
She gives you lots and lots of love, Christy. And she's right by your side through all of this.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We'll send you healing as well, as I know this is really hard for you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night. So as we close today, remember that love doesn't end. It changes form. And our loved ones are there in our darkest hours when we're having our own personal struggles and we're dealing with things that are tough for us. They're beside us. And if you just listen carefully, just kind of put the feelers out, you'll feel that presence and that love just coming in and surrounding you. Now, if you're also feeling called to connect, I do offer readings worldwide. So you can see more information on my website, www.yourmedium.ca. So take care, everyone. Take care of your loved ones, and I'll see you next week.